In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. The reverberations from January 8th travel in many different directions, as we'll hear next from our two guests. Jane DeMore was the principal at Tortolita Middle School during the time when Jared Loughner was a student there, and she's now retired from the Marana School District. Pam Simon was a former teacher at Tortolita, and in her role as the community outreach coordinator for Gabrielle Giffords, Pam was wounded twice on January 8th. Next, we'll hear them reminisce about their time together in the classroom and reflect on the limits of what educators can do to help emotionally troubled students.
It seems like only yesterday. People always say that, but I have such a clear memory of you coming to my living room, and we were just getting ready to start our first years at Tortolita. Do you remember that?
Yes, I totally remember, Pam, because you seemed so overwhelmed at the moment. And my goal was to help you be a little bit more comfortable because I knew we were going to have fun.
Yes, it was great. And so then we shared a classroom. How many years? Well, we didn't really share a classroom. We were co-teachers.
We were buddy teachers, yes. Yep. You were English, I was reading.
It's been 5 years since I've been in a classroom, and whenever I go back to a classroom, I realize how much I miss it. I think when teaching gets in your blood, it's just always there. And you weren't in the classroom your whole career. Thank goodness, because you're the world's best principal, I thought.
Oh, thank you, Pam. Well, and it's funny because it never leaves you, the classroom. In fact, the goal is to remember what those students are going through in the classroom every day and what the teachers are having to deal with every day, and realizing that as an administrator, my job was to support you. So I hope that always happened. And I know that it was difficult sometimes because of the difficult problems you dealt with. So
a student that was at Tortolita when we were both there, that I don't remember, a student that wasn't in my class, is now the alleged shooter at the January 8th event. And unfortunately, I was one of the ones that was also wounded. I don't remember Jared at all when I was at Tortolita, but I suspect you may remember him.
I do. In fact, I remember that morning when the news came breaking. And of course, I was worried that you were there, Pam, because I knew that you probably would be. And the information started filtering out, and the name came out. And it was interesting because as soon as I heard the name, I turned to the people that were around me and I said, I know that name. I think that was one of our students. And sure enough, I actually pulled out our yearbooks, which I keep copies of them at home as well. And there he was. I started to make phone calls and talk to people. And when I went to work that Monday, we all started reminiscing. And I actually looked into what were my relationships with him. And what I realized is there was not a past there that was very vivid in my mind. Mm-hmm. I knew of him, and I knew that he had been probably around the front office a few times, but he was more remembered as a student who played in the band and was very quiet and very reserved, and almost one of those that you look at in middle school and think that you wish that you could help them be a little bit more social. That's part of our job as well. And mm-hmm. so you go out of your way a little bit more to make them feel comfortable. So, and that's what I remember.
In his instance, the problems did not surface at middle school. So it's not something a middle school teacher could have foreseen.
No. There was no evidence. Of course, you look back and see what do you have as information there. But when we looked back, what we realized is there really wasn't much in middle school that would have put a red flag up at that point. And it was someone we paid maybe a little more attention to, not the perfectly socially adjusted child that we all hope our children will be in middle mm-hmm. school, but certainly not standing out from the rest.
Well, middle school is a really tough time for the best of students. It's still a tough time. I was speaking at a junior high conference, I think, one time, and I said junior high is where one kid is sitting there with a mustache and the other kid has snuck his Legos in. And they're just so different. But still, we have to be there for all of them, meet them where they are.
That's so true. And the reality for us in education and for teachers is that when do you recognize that a child, such as Jared or any other student that we deal with, has a problem? And what do we do next when they have the problem?
Do you know, I remember one time there was a girl that was really struggling with anorexia in my classroom, and the parent was very concerned, and she just could not find resources. She didn't make enough money to pay privately, but she made too much money to get any of the public resources available. You probably saw that often.
I do see that often, and that's when I talk about going outside of the schoolhouse doors to find the resources. Unfortunately, in really severe situations, there have been times, especially when I know a child is causing safety issues in a home where their behavior is so outrageous that there may be a violent behavior going on. I will consult with parents and tell them the best thing that I can have you do right now is call the police, report this every single time. Because if you do it enough times, hopefully there will be someone from an agency like juvenile court or when it's several of the family agencies that are contracted through CPS to come in and give you what you need, because that may be the only way you're going to get it. And that is so unfortunate that that child has to go through that experience in order to get a service that we should have available for them,
Absolutely.
But we don't.
It, because I think we forget how traumatizing mm-hmm. that would be to mm-hmm. a child that's already unstable and then go through repeated arrests. You and I were talking one time and you said, if only it could be like the immunization program,
yes.
because largely the schools are responsible for seeing that all the kids in the United States are immunized. So what did you mean?
One of the things we did with immunizations in this country is we created a system that is so well done, with schools being a part of that, where they can carry that responsibility, and they willingly do, to make sure that we have an outcome that it creates the most health-wise option for our children. That if we could do that same process and apply it with the same fidelity as we did with immunizations in this country, we could have the same outcome.
During the course of my recovery, one of the first responding policemen I was introduced to was in my eighth grade class. Two of the nurses that were with me in the hospital both introduced themselves. They were both in my class. When I went for an x-ray, the x-ray technician said, "Do you remember me? I was in your class in the early 90s. And just recently, I went to visit the two firefighters that drove the ambulance that transported me to the hospital. And sure enough, one of the firefighters at that station was in my eighth grade English class. So it's a balance. We sow the seeds and we hope that every student will become a good, productive citizen. I have no animosity towards Jared Loughner. I never have. I have no anger towards him. I just have really, really deep sadness that the system did not provide the things that he needed given his mental illness. And one of the things that I have realized as I've talked to students is one of the first questions I always get from high school students when I'm speaking to them is aren't you angry? Don't you hate the person that shot you? And I absolutely do not. I think one of the things we don't model much, especially in the media, is in the, you know, movies, television, etc., is forgiveness. We often model revenge. And I think this is something young people especially need to hear, that there is great power in forgiveness. And that's the real lesson that can come out of here. There's tremendous power. There's tremendous things that we can do to rise above this tragedy.
Well, Pam, you're my hero.
And you were mine for many years that classroom.
That was Jane DeMore, a former principal in the Marana School District, and Pam Simon, a former teacher and the community outreach coordinator for Gabrielle Giffords. Teachers' Voices will return in 2 weeks with the story of the difference a dedicated teacher made in the life of a homeless student who had given up on school. Stay tuned. We'll have more Arizona Spotlight right after this break.